From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The suspense over whether supporters have enough votes to repeal the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule will be over today. A procedural vote is expected in the Senate this morning, and supporters of allowing gays to serve openly think they have enough votes to move it toward final passage. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says his colleagues are ready to get rid of the ban.
It'll be a chance for members of the Senate to go on record about whether or not they believe we should move beyond the practices of the past.
If the measure gets the 60 votes it needs to advance, it could win final passage by late this afternoon. Opponents, such as Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, say the law should not be changed during wartime. Senators also still need to consider a new arms treaty with Russia. Its fate is uncertain. It requires a two-thirds vote for passage. It's among the issues President Obama wants to see completed before Congress recesses for the holidays. In his weekly address today, he's urging the Senate to approve it, saying ratification is about the safety and security of the United States and not scoring political points. The attorneys general of two states have filed a lawsuit against Bank of America for what they call widespread fraud by misleading customers about terms of their mortgage deals. Here's Mark Moran from member station KJZZ in Phoenix.
It's no coincidence that the two states involved in the suit also lead the country in mortgage foreclosures brought on by the real estate bust. Arizona and Nevada typically trade the nation's top spot a number of times during the course of a year. The suit alleges that Bank of America misled consumers about their eligibility for loan modifications, leading people to pay hefty upfront fees on the promise that their mortgages would be reworked. The attorneys general say in their suit that Bank of America promised customers that homes would not be foreclosed on while they were seeking modifications, only to foreclose on them anyway. This lawsuit comes at the same time that mortgage lawyers across the country are investigating whether other banks followed strict foreclosure procedures and looking into what they call shoddy paperwork during the foreclosure process. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
There's a full-scale search underway in Mexico. James Bleers reports more than 140 inmates of a jail in Nuevo Laredo on the border with Mexico have escaped in a mass breakout.
Following the pre-dawn breakout, Mexican authorities launched a widespread manhunt for the prisoners involving federal, state, and municipal police backed up by troops. Many of the prisoners were being held on drugs or weapons possession charges. A full-scale investigation is underway to find out how so many prisoners escaped. So far this year, more than 350 inmates of jails in the state of Tamaulipas have escaped. Tamaulipas is a battleground between the competing Gulf and Zetas drug cartels. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News. The weather around a small island at the center of tensions between North and South Korea has apparently delayed South Korean military drills, but South Korea says the exercises will be held despite threats from the North. The North is warning of retaliation if the exercises take place. China and Russia are calling for restraint. South Korean troops are preparing to conduct artillery drills on the border island shelled by North Korea last month. President Obama says he's hopeful that passage of the $858 billion tax cut deal might refresh the American people's faith in its leaders. Mr. Obama signed the bill yesterday after it passed the House a day earlier. It preserves the Bush-era tax cuts, reduces the 2011 Social Security payroll tax, and extends benefits for the long-term unemployed. On the same day he signed the giant tax cut bill, President Obama made a surprise visit to an elementary school. That's where NPR's Scott Horsley learned that the sluggish economy isn't the only mess Mr. Obama has on his hands.
President Obama read a Christmas story to students at Long Branch Elementary School, then answered a few questions from the kids. One second grader asked how much fun it is running around the White House all day. Mr. Obama said he's working most of the time, but he does enjoy the backyard, also known as the South Lawn.
A lot of times I walk Bo at night, and that's fun. Sometimes I run around with Bo, although I have to scoop up his poop. Because I don't want to just leave it in the lawn.
Bo, the first dog, makes a guest appearance in the president's own children's book. He left an autographed copy for the school library. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, in Washington.